Last week, I left Venetian soprano Teresa Immer travelling to London in the hope of finding her fortune. Under the name Mrs. Teresa Cornelis, she posed as a respectable widow. With her was her daughter Sophie, whose father was none other than Casanova. Teresa was unsure that she could still rely on her singing voice, so she turned to her experience as an impresario. With the financial backing of her lover, John Fermor, she rented Carlyle House, a handsome mansion on Soho Square, and in the autumn of 1760 began to give entertainments. At first, these were relatively modest evenings of card playing and gentle music, but soon they expanded to events so lavish that they became famous across Europe. Masked balls and suppers in a banqueting room that could seat 400. Carlyle House was run as an exclusive private club known as the Society in Soho Square. Membership was limited to nobility and gentry, carefully vetted by a small committee of ladies with their pulse on the workings of London society. The tickets were expensive, but as the money came in, so it went out, with Teresa extending the house and redecorating it with the latest interior designs and fine furniture. Evenings would usually start with a concert of vocal and instrumental music from 7 until 9, usually featuring composers such as Carl Friedrich Abel and Johann Christian Bach. Then there was dancing and banquets until the early hours of the morning. Teresa had a vision of how to create unforgettable evenings, but she was hopeless with accounts and constantly chased by her debtors. After 12 years of success, a rival establishment, the Pantheon, was built in Oxford Street, and within 9 months she was bankrupt. Carlyle House was seized and the contents were auctioned. Teresa never gave up, though, and for the rest of her life she tried various endeavours to do with public entertainments. She was in and out of debtor's prison, and it's there that she died, aged 74. To end, here's the music of Johann Christian Bach, who so often performed at Carlyle House. It's the first movement, Allegro Assai, from the Symphony in G major, Opus 3, number 4. It's performed by the Budapest Camerata, conducted by Hans-Peter Gumur. was J.C. Bach's Symphony in G Major. It was the first movement, performed by the Budapest Camerata, conducted by Hans-Peter Gumur. Click on the FMR website, Anna's Baroque Bonbons, to hear this again. FMR.